The Language of Desire, Dirty from a Distance, Part 2, Phone Sex. Lots of people talk about phone sex, but if you're like many women, you have no idea how to initiate it or actually how to do it. The good news is that it's easy to learn. Talking dirty over the phone adds other elements that digital communication lacks. Your voice and the immediate back and forth of conversation definitely adds another level of sexiness. The bonus is that you still have the safety of appearing confident without him actually seeing if you're nervous, but it's slightly more risky since it's live. You don't have time to craft the perfect reply. Phone sex is engaging in explicit sexual conversation for the purpose of sexual gratification or orgasm. Now, that can certainly be a goal for some conversations, but not every sexy phone call needs to result in the big O. I'm going to have you build up to the main event. We'll start out just by getting comfortable bringing up sex over the phone. So, how to start? One of the easiest ways to drive a phone conversation towards sex is by throwing in some sighs and moans and other sexy noises, sort of randomly, it might seem. So it could go something like this. He might say, you know, "Hey babe, how's your day going?" And you reply, "Much, much better now that I get to hear your voice." And you could, you know, be like moany and breathy and even add a little giggle there if you want, if that feels natural to you. And this might sound a little cray-cray, but in order for you to sound natural, you need to be comfortable making sexy sounds when you aren't actually having sex. So revisit the Madonna moan from Module 2 if you need a refresher on that. Now, the first couple times you throw in a moan or a sigh, he might not know what to think, and you probably won't get a big reaction. He may just think he's imagining things and move the conversation right along in a non-sexy direction, and that's fine. You're just sort of planting the seeds here. He might feel just as unsure of himself as you do when it comes to phone sex, so taking it slow is perfectly fine. What I recommend is to make a point to add in a moany sound just once during a routine, how's your day type of call over the next few days or weeks. Get him comfortable and sort of anticipating what might come next. Doing this in combination with dirty digital messages is a very good strategy. So taking it to the next level, the second step up the phone sex ladder is having a back and forth conversation. And these conversations may or may not end up with one or both of you masturbating, so don't focus on the end result quite yet. The main point of dirty talking over the phone is to paint the visual picture in his mind of what sex with you feels like, how turned on you are, what you're wearing or not wearing, letting him know through your words and the sound of your voice that you're squirming with desire on the other end of the line. And it's desire for him. Remember, this is your golden ticket to making him feel deeply connected to you. When you show him how desirable you find him, he feels worshipped. And that's a feeling, remember, that he deeply craves. How you initiate the conversation is actually the same way you initiate text or email. You start out with an open-ended question. You can say, "Guess what I'm doing right now? Know what I'm thinking about?" Those are two really great ones to start with. And when he asks what, you launch into a dirty description. So you'd start out, "Know what I'm thinking about?" He says, "What?" "The way you look at me when you want to have sex." He says, "Oh, really? What's that like?" You get this unmistakable gleam in your eye that instantly turns me on. "It makes me so hot for you. I'm feeling that way right now, actually." From there, you can decide to continue the sex talk, launching into more description. He might decide to take the lead and start asking you questions or feeding the conversation. And like you practiced in the erotic action movie in Module 5, getting comfortable saying these words is important. If you haven't already done so, using your erotic action movie is perfect for long-distance phone sex. Practice saying these words in sexy ways. Alter the tone and cadence of your voice to find what feels good and sexy to you. Again, you'll likely feel really silly at first, But it's important to play around with how your voice sounds. The more you get used to verbalizing dirty phrases, the more confident you become. Now we're going to take it over the top. Like I said, every time you talk sexy on the phone, it won't end up in orgasms for you both. But setting out with that as your specific plan is something I want you to try. The first time you do phone sex with the goal of orgasm, it's best to plan it out a little bit. First, you want to tell him you want to talk on the phone at a time where he's alone and not distracted. And remember, if you're in a long-distance relationship, this will become a key part of your sex lives together. So, once you've selected the time for the call, he probably has an inkling of what's to come, especially if you've been naughty texting. And this is good because, again, anticipation is your friend. Before you call him up, I want you to go through these steps. Take some deep breaths. Grab your list from your journal and go over what turns you on so you're feeling sexy and in the mood. Read through some of your dirty text conversations you've had with him. Put on lingerie or a sexy bra and panty set, or just be naked under the sheets. Even though he can't see you, what you're wearing or not wearing can help facilitate the mood. Dim the lights. Make sure all distractions and interruptions are at bay, so kids and pets and all that kind of good stuff is not going to interrupt you. Have a vibrator or dildo handy. And remember, you're confident and sexy, and you're about to totally blow his mind. I find that the best way to do this is to plan on following a bit of a script. There's countless variations, but what needs to happen is that you describe the scene, give him lots of juicy details with adjectives, and talk through having sex or talk through masturbating. Here's an example script that you can follow. This is just a guideline. I want you to read it through and then determine ways that you can make it personal for your relationship. Recall intimate moments of times you spent together in the past. That's a great way to personalize this experience. And because I don't do a very good male impression, voice impersonation, I'm going to stay between lines who's saying what so you can follow along. Him. Hello? You. Hi, babe. Are you alone? Him. Yes, I am. What did you want to talk to me about? You. I want you to sit back, relax, and listen. Close your eyes, okay? Him. Okay. You. I'm wearing something sexy for you. Want to guess what it is? Him. He'll tell you. Whatever his answer is, use it for reference later. So, in this example, he says, that black satin nightie I like? You. Yes, you know me so well. I'm wearing that. The silky fabric feels so good against my bare skin underneath. Him. You. Thinking about some very yummy things right now. Want to know what they are? Him. Yes. Now, you're going to run the show, narrating in detail, step by step, what would be happening if he were there for you. So I'm just going to give you examples, continuing the script. You. I'm running my hands over my breasts, imagining that they're your big, strong hands. My skin feels so soft, and I'm getting little shivers. Continuing, it's you. Your hands are slowly moving down my body. I arch my back in anticipation of where they're headed. Your fingers reach beneath my nightgown. You can see I'm very turned on by how juicy and wet I am. This makes you happy, doesn't it? Him. Yes. He might not be able to talk that well at this point. You. You slide your fingers inside me, slowly and gently at first. I begin to move my hips along with your rhythm. You feel so good. You know what I like. Your mouth finds its way down to me. Your tongue begins its incredible dance against my clit, flicking, pressing, licking, and sucking. Oh my God, you drive me so wild. But you know I'm a naughty girl, and I need to feel your cock inside me. I need to feel your hard cock, baby, deep inside. And then at that point you can sigh and moan, take a moment. You push my hands over my head and my legs over your shoulders in one sweeping move. You stop and look me in the eyes before you push yourself inside. And then if you feel comfortable, you can add some sighs and moans there. You start slow, but you know I want it bad, so you start banging me fast and hard. Do I feel good to you? Do you like fucking me? Him. Yes. If he can talk. You. Yeah, you like how I feel? Because I love how you feel. Pushing so deep inside me. I love how you fuck me. And then at this point, you're both likely furiously getting yourselves off. Keep the conversation going if you want to, or you could just let it dissolve into moans of climaxing. To reiterate, you can use this script or adjust to anything that feels good to you. I do recommend practicing it out loud a few times. Just like an actress knows her lines, the more you've said these words, the easier and more natural it will be during the actual phone call. Now here's a little variation I call the naughty surprise. This is a phone sex quickie for advanced users. So what you do before the call is get yourself turned on and aroused and ready to masturbate. Ideally, you do this at a time when you know he'll answer the phone, but super ideally when he will answer the phone and other people are around. This way he can only listen and not actively participate in the call. It's like a safe way to be an exhibitionist. Adding in some sexual risk when you're apart stimulates that potent dopamine-oxytocin cocktail that I taught you about in Module 3. So when he picks up the phone, you get right to business. You tell him that you need to hear his voice, but he can only listen. Say you're so turned on and touching yourself. Describe how you wish he was there, what you'd have him do if he were with you. And then quickly bring yourself to an obvious climax with moans and oh my gods. When you're done, you just say, thank you, I can't wait to see you soon. And then hang up without any further conversation. He'll be left reeling with desire. I actually had a boyfriend do this to me once. I worked in an open floor plan office, so I had all my coworkers around me at all times. He knew I didn't have any privacy and that everyone around me could hear every single conversation I had from my end. So he called me on my direct line, and as soon as I answered, he said, here's what's going to happen. I know your coworkers are right there. Only you will know that you're listening to me jack off. I'm thinking about fucking you right now. My face flamed bright red, but I immediately got turned on. And he proceeded to ask me a few questions that I could give a simple yes or no answer to while he masturbated to climax. And then he hung up. It was a little bit of delicious torture because even though nobody knew what I was hearing over the phone lines, I felt a little on display. It was a very sexy moment that caught me completely by surprise, and the thrill of it definitely made me feel closer to him. So next up is part 3 of Dirty from a Distance, where we're going to cover sex over Skype.